what I'm about to say is what I think the Big Ten is not going to do. Okay. Number one, should he be fired? I'm not big on firing people. All right, you've got a whole world out there that wants everybody fired all the time. Everybody, they want everybody to be fired except themselves. Have you noticed that? Like, they always want, like, somebody else's job put on the line, but, like, they don't want their job touched, you know. So they're really good at, like, always, like, calling for somebody's job. Well, what about your job? Oh, no, I'm fine. Okay, but on Twitter, I want you fired. I don't want to, I don't think you should be fired. That's just me, all right, because I'm not big on firing people to begin with. Number two, in my opinion, he should be suspended for the rest of the season and the Big Ten tournament. That's, now, do I think that's what the Big Ten will do? No. But I think he should be suspended for the rest of the regular season and the Big Ten tournament. There are three players that probably will get some level of suspension here. Terrence Williams, Miles Dredd's old teammate from Gonzaga, just down the road here in D.C., Musa Diabate, and then from Wisconsin, Jacoby Neath. Because they ended up throwing based on the video in one form or another. They'll probably get a suspension of some sort. I think Juwan Howard will get some sort of suspension, but it won't be to the level I'm talking about. And if this happened in January, I would not call for the same suspension I'm calling for right now. Because we're so close to the end of the season, and the Big Ten tournament is right after that. That's why I'm saying, hey, rest of the season plus the Big Ten tournament. After that, Michigan can make a decision on what they want to do if they get to some sort of postseason. That, to me, is their call. That's what I'd do. I don't think that's what the Big Ten's going to do. Juwan Howard is a part of Michigan royalty, as we know, as the member of the Fab Five. His level of anger is something I don't quite get, because this goes back to, let's go back to the Big Ten tournament last year in Indianapolis, where he had to be held back from Maryland's Mark Turgeon during the game. I mean, it really was, he didn't get close to him because he got held back. And he got nothing out of that. There was no suspension or anything for that, where the entire nation sat there and went, what's his problem? And he got nothing for that. See, and my issue is, this is now, to me, now coupled with that. I also know of, and this is small potatoes here, but it just kind of adds into, why is he so angry? Two of my friends who obviously announce games, all right, and I'm talking about TV guys, have been throwing out a shoot around for him for just sitting there because he didn't want him there. Like, what are you doing? And one of the guys said to him, when he was leaving, he says, hey, by the way, coach, good luck. He says, don't backtalk me. He's like, I just wished you luck. Backtalking you. So I sit back and say, what the heck? What's he so angry about? So let's get to the incident itself. Okay? I'm a big believer in you coach your team, and you coach your team. Right? It doesn't mean from 30,000 feet I have to like if you keep your starters in, you know, or I suppose, would it be something I would do? No. I mean, would I press? No. Would I call timeout? No. I mean, it doesn't matter what I would do. It doesn't matter. I've always been a big believer that you're in charge of coaching your team, so you coach it the way you want. And the other guy's in charge of coaching his team, and he can coach the way he wants. So, let's get to Michigan. Michigan left their starters in a blowout, and they're pressing. That's fine. That's Juwan Howard's choice as the coach as to what he wants to do. That's fine. You know, damn, you're allowed to do that. You know, am I crazy about it? Nope, but that doesn't matter if I'm crazy about it or not. That's fine. That's what you do. That's what he decided to do as the head coach. Okay. Greg Gard has his walk-ons in, his reserves, deep in his bench. So they're getting trapped in the backcourt, so he calls a timeout, right? And it gets a new 10-second count. Well, I mean, do I call a timeout? That's just, just let's get it over with and get out of here. That would be me, right? Because it's obvious what's going on the scoreboard. But as the coach, he elected to call timeout. That's his, okay? That's him coaching his team, and he's coaching his team. It's just the way it is, right? Now everybody's like, well, here's the reason. Here's the reason for what? Here's the reason for what? There's no reason. Juwan Howard can press and leave his starters in if he wants. And if Greg Gard wants to call a timeout with how many seconds, that's what you're just, you know, you're allowed to coach the way you want to coach. Just get out of there. And you can't go through the line, okay, yeah, you're mad, you're upset. Okay, everybody's mad and upset when they lose. You think people are doing cartwheels on the losing side when they're going through the handshake line? So let's start with this. I've heard they need to abolish the handshake line. No, they don't. Let's stop overreacting to one guy. I know North Dakota State had an incident like what last week, but come on, right? You know, it's a game. Some level of sportsmanship. It's a game. Okay, we still have to remember, as much as personal it is for the individuals involved, and it is personal, it's a game. And I do understand the emotion when it's so personal for you. I understand that. But at the same time, like, just go through, just, you know, it's just part of it. So don't abolish handshake lines. Greg Gard takes response. For what? He put his hands on him. It's a handshake line. At some point, you're going to put your hand on him. Come on. He put his hands on him. You've got to stop with the infantile stuff. Juwan Howard's anger, I don't get. Last year when he was in the incident with Mark Turgeon, he talked about being from the south side of Chicago, and when you're from the south side of Chicago, okay. We talked about that last year on the show. Two-thirds of Juwan Howard's life have been spent in the national spotlight, and he has been praised every step of the way. The Fab Five and Juwan Howard praised. Yeah, Weber's the star, Rose, but boy, that Juwan Howard, boy, you know, he goes to the NBA as a first-round pick. He's praised in the NBA all those years. Then, when he's on the bench for the Heat, everyone's talking about, hey, you know, there's Juwan Howard, watch out for him. He could be a head coach. Kept hearing about how he could be a coach, what he means to the Heat. Okay, great. He gets the Michigan job. Praised for getting the Michigan job. Praised for, you know, doing the job he does initially at Michigan. Praised for the recruiting guy. He's been praised for two-thirds of his life by the national and local media. Praised. You ever heard me say a negative word about Juwan Howard on the show? I never have. Been no need to, except with the Turgeon thing last year. The Turgeon thing last year, I said, what the heck is that deal? That made no sense. And now this. You don't strike somebody. Oh, what precipitate? What precipitate? Well, you struck them. You can't do that. You're the leader of men. You're a leader. And as the leader, what kind of leadership did he show? I mean, you're going to get up and you're going to tell your team during the toughest moments of a game to keep their poise when you can't keep yours? Kind of lost that message. You got to keep your poise. You got to keep control of yourself. You can't keep control of yourself. What am I going to listen to you for? I mean, why do you think Williams and Diabate got into it? Because they saw their leader get into it, so it's like it opens the door.